So schools have a lot of tools available in ways that they can make their campuses feel more welcoming, especially to lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer, or questioning young people. Some of the ways are just addressing systemic things. Policy. Is policy specifically enumerating LGBT youth and making sure that they're included, and families? Celebrating a diverse family. So when you have a family day, mom day, dad day, or parent conferences, make sure that there are also visible of our same-sex families. And so that the students can see that as well. Thinking about inclusive language. So if you're asking a student a question, not assuming heteronormativity, not assuming more of their identity than just based on what stereotypes have, framed our own biases. So really using inclusive language to get to know somebody. And an easy example is asking a young person, are they interested in somebody? Do they have a crush on somebody versus do you have a boyfriend? Do you have a girlfriend? Because that already sets a tone for how much of themselves they can disclose. I think it's also really important to have visuals around your campus that celebrates all identities and all families. And maybe that's the rainbow, maybe it's a pink triangle. Maybe you ask the students to come up with their own symbol and you include their voices in what that means. That goes a really long way in creating throughout the campus, throughout the school, a welcoming environment so that when there are issues, people feel like they can come to you to talk about it, right? So that we've seen in schools, and research shows that when schools make these changes, they promote accepting, welcoming schools, both in curriculum, in their forms, in how they talk to people. Incidences of bullying and harassment go down. And you can see where that correlates because people feel that they can be more themselves, and those kind of unaccepted behaviors are not going to be tolerated. So it really goes a long way to setting that.